Have you ever heard someone say, fill up your own cup and then you can overflow? I really love that, and I often talk about and use the analogy of an inner love cup. And I actually want you just to even get an image of like a cup or a glass inside of you, and that it is our job to fill up that cup, to fill up our inner reserves, to fill ourselves up with love and good feelings, to nurture ourselves and take care of ourselves and give ourselves what we need. So we're filling up that cup, and then it's like we get to overflow into the world. And it's such a beautiful analogy to work with, because instead, a lot of us, what we're doing when we're not practicing this work, we literally, our cup is empty. Like that thing is like empty. And what we're doing is we are running through the world trying to fill up that cup, trying to get someone's love, trying to get someone's approval, trying to make more money, trying to lose some weight, because there's things we're wanting to feel. And that cup, when that's full, that's us feeling whatever it is we're really wanting to feel: happy, self-loving, calm, content, full, radiant, whatever it is. But when it's empty, that's us feeling anxious and scattered and overwhelmed and sad and angry and depleted, right? And we know, because we've just been talking about this, we can't expect anything outside of us to give us what we're not already working to give to ourselves. That the stuff outside of us can't fill up that cup. It's up to us to fill up that cup. And when we do our self-love work and our self-care work and we fill ourselves up from within, like I said, we come to our career, we come to our partner, we come to our children, we come to our friends with this full cup of energy that we can then overflow and share and be radiant and be happy and just overflow. And it's what we're all wanting to feel. But what it requires is us having a commitment to filling up that cup and knowing what fills up that cup. So I want you to, first of all, identify how it feels to you to be full. Do you remember the last time you felt really full? And, you know, I often hear the words nurtured and nourished. They're two words that really resonate for me around what it feels like to be filled up by myself. I feel calm. I feel really connected to myself. I feel very grounded. I feel really content. Content is another word. Like, nothing's wrong, nothing's missing, nothing's broken. I just feel good, you know? And that's how self-care and self-love should leave you feeling. So I don't want you to do any of your self-love and self-care practices unless they actually fill you up. If they deplete you and drain you and feel like another item on the to-do list, let them go. The whole point of it is to fill up your cup. That's the whole point. And so only use practices that really genuinely do give you that full feeling. So what I want you to be working through is identifying what are the self-care and self-love practices that really do give you that full feeling. And it can be anything. It can be anything from what we think of as standard self-care and self-love, like, I don't know, going to get a massage, getting a facial, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, doing a little pampering session at home with a face mask and a bath, giving yourself a body massage. I use dance. Dance is a big one that fills me up. A nature walk. Reading a book, listening to a podcast, cooking a beautiful meal, doing a little morning ritual with some oracle cards. Oh my gosh, there's so many beautiful things. Again, making yourself a nourishing meal is a really nice one. Listening to beautiful music, burning some incense and just having awesome candles or some essential oils and having some beautiful smells moving through the home. Whatever activates the feelings in you that you're wanting to feel. Doing some mirror work, sitting down and saying some beautiful loving things to yourself in the mirror, practicing some affirmations. Oh my gosh, there's so many things. But it's about identifying what it is for you. Going to the gym, working out, that could be one of them for you. But I really want you just to do like a big heartstorm, and I want you to think of as many things as you can, no matter how small, that give you that feeling of being loved, taken care of, nurtured, that leave you feeling radiant and happy and full, that leave you feeling calm. It could be a yoga class. It could be a Pilates class. It could be, pole dancing leaves me feeling like that. I do a pole dancing class every week and I'm like buzzing afterwards because it's my time to give to myself and do something fun for myself. Again, playing, being creative, pull out some paints and paint. Do something with your hands. Go to a pottery class. There's so many things that, but it's about finding what works for you. Yeah. And what really gives you those feelings. And if it doesn't give you the feeling, don't do it. So I want to share a few more things here, because there's so many things that we can do to be giving to ourselves. For you, it could just be alone time. It could just be when you have a pocket. You know, I've got a girlfriend who's a mom. She's got two beautiful kids. And for her, it's just when she has some time and space to be alone. And she might listen to a guided meditation. She might write in her journal. She might just spend some time on her yoga mat or dancing. Or she might ask hubby to mind the kids. Yesterday, her and I went and just spent an hour down by the beach while her partner minded the kids. And that was time for herself. So it's whatever works for you. But here's a few more things, because there's so many things, but it's about really prioritizing it. Feeling your feelings. We've talked about this before. In fact, anything I teach you in Slow Down and Tune In is really a self-love and self-care practice. Sitting down to just let yourself feel. Oh, I was bumping up against big emotions yesterday. One of them was self-frustration. And I just let myself sit down and just cry and get really upset. And I mean, my partner was actually here, so I was able to voice it to him. And he just gave me a big hug and he's like, babe, you're doing an amazing job and I'm so proud of you and I know you're doing the best that you can. And, you know, right then and there, actually receiving his support was really nice. But after he left, I really sat down with myself and just let myself feel all of that. And then I cooked myself a beautiful dinner and had an early night. And that was just some self-care for me. It's about letting yourself feel those emotions, doing things for your body. Anything that connects you with your body, nurtures your body, moves your body, replenishes your body is beautiful self-care and self-love work. Finding out what you need, really asking what you need and giving that to yourself. Treating yourself the way you would a best friend is beautiful self-care and self-love work. You know what? Asking for help. Delegating, saying, I can't do this alone, I need your help. Again, I was working through this with my partner yesterday because he's helping me with some things in my business. And it was such a relief to be able to say, I can't do this alone, I need your help. I've recently brought on my assistant to help me a lot more in my business. And it was, the lightness I'm feeling from saying, can you help me? So actually being like, you know what, we need to hire a cleaner, or I need hubby to help me in this situation, or your wife, if you're a man. I've got a couple of men who work through this course as well. Or saying at work, like, I need some more support. I need a PA. I need to delegate this task, or I can't take this on. Actually asking for help is a big thing. Seeing a practitioner, since I've begun bringing on practitioners, I feel so much more taken care of, because I've got these beautiful people, these beautiful therapists I'm working with at the moment that are holding me and helping me. So receiving help and support is a massive one. Practicing self-forgiveness and self-compassion. I had to do that last night of like, Connie, you're doing the best you can. I forgive you for your mistakes. I love you. I know this is really hard and I know you're having a rough time with this, but let's just keep doing our best, showing up and seeing if we can do this in a better way moving forward. Learn the lessons and then do it differently. Playing and experimenting with things that are creative and that are different is a beautiful thing to practice. So I found over the years that experimenting with, you know, doing a trial class, doing a mini workshop, again, pole dancing, that was just an experiment for me. I was like, I'm going to go along and just see what this thing is. And I loved it that I'm now into my second term of doing it. Take yourself off to a little course, a little workshop, something you would never normally do. And you may discover a whole new passion or hobby that you can get involved in. What else have I got here? Any of the things we've talked about in Slow Down and Tune In. But again, boundaries are a really important one. Actually, really look at where you might need to say no. We've already talked about this, but say no, ask for help, let something go to create more room for you to have the time to give to yourself in the way that you need. But ultimately what this is about knowing yourself, really knowing. So imagine that cup. What really fills up my cup? And one of the key things, and actually I almost forgot to mention this, but one of the key things I've shared with my clients as well is the importance of uncovering your self-care pillars. And this is another beautiful kind of analogy you can think of. So I want you to imagine a tabletop, and the tabletop is you feeling good, just like how you feel when your cup is full. This is you feeling calm, balanced, grounded, whole, taken care of, good. Now, there are legs that hold up that table. And if those legs aren't there, the table falls. And so I imagine, and I've explained this to my clients in this way, of the legs of the table being your self-care pillars. They are the pillars of your self-care and wellness that hold that table up and keep you feeling good. And I've identified, you can identify about 3 to 5. And these are the key things that you know that if these don't happen in your week, that tabletop is falling down. You're not going to be feeling good. Even if only 2 of them are in there, you're going to start to feel a little bit wobbly. And so this is a really nice visual as well. And I've actually had clients draw a table. So they'll draw the tabletop and they'll describe what that looks and feels like to them to be, you know, is it calm, grounded, clear-headed, centered, radiant, whatever you feel when you're feeling really good, right? And then what are the 3 to 5, you don't have to have 4, even though most tables have 4, 3 to 5 key self-care pillars that when these happen in your week, you feel really good. One of them for me, I'll tell you mine, is the way I eat. It is absolutely necessary for me to eat wholesome, clean, good food. Even if I change that one thing, even if I have a week of not eating good, but I have all my other self-care happening, I still won't feel 100%, because for me, the way I nurture my body through food has a massive impact on how I feel. So that is one of my self-care pillars. My second self-care pillar is movement. And it doesn't matter what that movement is. It could be just some coastal walks. It could be dancing in my apartment. It could be pole dancing class. It could be stretching on my yoga mat. It could be going to a yoga class. It could be going to the gym. It doesn't matter what it is, but if I go a full week with not moving my body, I will feel it. Okay, so healthy eating and movement. My third one is, I guess I would call it stillness or alone time. If I go a full week and I don't get any chance to be in some form of stillness and have some space and be with myself, I will feel it. And that tabletop will be wobbly. So what I'm identifying with these self-care pillars is these key things that if you were to look at a week, a standard week, and if any of these weren't in place, it would really impact how you were feeling. What are my 4th and 5th? I've mapped these out before and I'm actually trying to think about what they are. I know they're definitely my 3 key ones. And I actually can't think about, I think something that I've often felt for me in order to feel good is I do need, in terms of number 4, to be nurturing my creative gifts in the world. So this doesn't mean I have to be working, but I feel like if I go a full week and I haven't put energy into what I feel my purpose is, into writing, into creating, into helping someone in some way, that has an impact on me, because actually part of my self-care is really ensuring I'm showing up for my purpose and my true work in the world. So that's another one of my key ones. I'm trying to think, like I said, I've mapped these out before and I actually can't think. I do think one of them though that's coming to mind is time outdoors and in nature. Again, if I go a full week and I'm cooped up in the house the entire week, I'll feel it. So look, your self-care pillars might change every now and then, but you will find these are the key 3 to 5 things that need to be in place for you to feel good. And if you can map them out, then it makes it really, really simple. You can just reflect on the week and be like, okay, which one of these didn't I get? Did I not get out of the house enough? Did I not have enough alone time? Did I not eat well? Did I not move my body? Did I not really work on the things that were important to me? And I can then look over my week and be like, oh, okay, now I can see what's out of balance. And now I can very clearly see what I need to do to get back into balance. So work with this concept of the filling up your inner love cup and the self-care pillars, the self-care table, as a way to just have some visual analogies that you can use to understand these concepts. And then really map out as many things that you can think of that fill you up and that help take care of you, and make sure they're really guided by how they make you feel, not just by what you think you should be doing. So Filling ourselves up really is the key to feeling connected to ourselves. It is when you put your full attention on you and you say, I love you enough that I'm going to dedicate time and energy to doing something that makes you feel good. And it's one of the most powerful things you can do to come back into connection with yourself, to be the source of what you want to feel and to fill yourself up from within, so then you can move forward into the world and overflow.